Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Jessica Wildfire, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is How to Date Someone with Recurring Dunning-Kruger. They're everywhere. There's nothing more irritating than someone who thinks they're smarter than everyone else. I would know. I spent my 20s dating them. They still bragged about things like their SAT scores, being valedictorian, or spending a year as the editor of their high school newspaper. You know, if these remain your biggest accomplishments as a 26-year-old, you're not exactly crushing it. We normally talk about Dunning-Kruger like it's a temporary phenomenon that can afflict anyone, but we all know a few people who take up permanent residence on Mount Stupid. The word effect doesn't quite do the job here. For them, it's more of a perennial state, a recurring condition. Sometimes you just have to manage someone with perpetual Dunning-Kruger and minimize the damage they do. It's not a great blueprint for dating, but if you'd like to give it a shot, here's a set of helpful tips. They also work well if you're friends with someone who's been kissed by Dunning-Kruger. Don't offer to help them. They'll stop using their brain altogether. They'll double down on doing something the wrong way. When someone has Dunning-Kruger, you have to wait for them to come to you for help. Let them make a huge mess. Someone with Dunning-Kruger doesn't like to be warned about things. They think instructions are for idiots. They think cautions are for everyone but them. They know what they're doing until they don't. You can't stop someone like this from making a huge mess, even if it spills over into your life. You have to let them screw up. Trying to stop them only makes the situation worse. They'll get angry. They'll get defensive. They'll quit listening to you. Never say, "I told you so." Some people don't have the capacity to accept responsibility for their mistakes. Even if they do, you can't prompt them to take ownership and apologize. Either they will or they won't. Reminding them of the advice they ignored triggers their alternative reality machine. They'll make up a story where somehow you were the one who caused all the problems. This is counterproductive. Clean up their mess for them. Honestly, it's the only way to deal with it. Making them clean it up will usually result in an even bigger mess. Don't stress yourself out more by trying to hold someone accountable if they can't act like a mature adult. If someone made a mess in your life, you have to be the one to clean it up. It's your life. They're just an unwanted guest. Give them lots of compliments. Some people's egos need a constant IV drip of self-esteem. They can't function unless they think they're the best. So you have to make them feel that way. Otherwise, they'll fall apart. And if you depend on them for anything, you don't want that happening. Try to depend on them less. In the meantime, flatter them. Don't ever disagree with them. Mature people can handle disagreements. Others can't. They see contradictions as an attack on their identity. They won't respond to your ideas. They'll just react. They'll probably do it passive-aggressively. Let them take credit. Truly smart people dine out on quiet credit. Their friends and colleagues might not praise them openly to their face, but everyone says good things about them behind their back. If you're awesome, word gets around. You know it. Someone with Dunning-Kruger doesn't have a tolerance for quiet credit. They want their praises sung loudly, even if it's for doing the bare minimum. So just play along with it. Everyone knows the real story. Let them save a little face. Some people screw up all the time. If they couldn't save face, you'd be looking at their bare skull by now. They'll never remember their mistakes. They won't learn from them, so why bother? Smart, mature people sometimes feel the need to drive home someone else's failures and remind them of all their shortcomings. But they rarely indulge. They know how pointless it is. Remember what you like about them. Maybe they're fun to be around most of the time, even if you don't quite know why. Don't think about it. Just enjoy them. Maybe they're incredibly hot. It's not the best reason to date someone, but hey, it's not the absolute worst reason either. We've all done it. We've put up with quite a lot out of someone simply because we found them so attractive. Some of us have to get that out of our system before we can move on to more mature relationships. Don't try to make them smarter. You remember the Sisyphus myth, right? That rock is going to roll right back down the hill, no matter how high you elevate it. Don't roll a rock up a hill and then let it roll back over you. Some people don't want to be smart, mature, successful, or anything else. They simply want the illusion of it. They spend all their time perfecting this illusion. Unfortunately, you see right through it, but they can't, because it's theirs. The rock doesn't know it's part of a myth. Don't try to understand them. One person I know somehow made it through 40 years on this planet without ever learning what CC meant on an email. Then he tried to explain it to me. I let him. It just wasn't worth it. Let them have the last word. The last word is overrated. Only the pettiest people need to get in the last word. It's usually pretty weak. Your silence is far more powerful. People with Dunning-Kruger are everywhere. You're either dating someone like this, or you have a friend like this. Maybe you have a boss like this. The truth here is simple. You can't really change anyone. Everyone has to change themselves. All you can do is manage them. If you can't, or decide they're not worth the trouble anymore, then it's time to get them out of your life. There's good news. If you dump someone with Dunning-Kruger, you can tell them, it's not you, it's me. And they'll actually believe you. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at Chris K.K. Aria on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook. Or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.